From Washington, this is VOA News. The UN Security Council is holding an emergency session on Ebola, and the Islamic State group militants captured 21 Kurdish villages in Syria. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting on halting the spread of the Ebola virus, which has now killed more than 2,600 people across West Africa. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon and the World Health Organization Chief Dr. Margaret Chan are expected to outline an international action plan to contain the threat. The council will also vote on a resolution calling on member states to quickly send aid and field hospitals, as well as health workers, to affected countries. Voting is winding down in Scotland's historic referendum that will decide whether the country leaves its 307-year-old union with England and becomes an independent state. People across Britain and the world are awaiting the outcome, with polls scheduled to close in a few hours' time. Pre-referendum polls gave a slight edge to the anti-independence side. French President François Hollande said today that the outcome of the Scottish referendum was not only decisive for Britain, but for all of Europe. Islamic State fighters backed by tanks have captured 21 Kurdish villages during the past 24 hours in northern Syria near the Turkish border. The move has prompted civilians to flee their homes amid fears of retribution by the extremists sweeping through the area. According to activists, for more than a year, the Islamic State group and Kurdish militia have been locked in a fierce fight in several pockets of northern Syria, where large Kurdish populations reside. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko received long and enthusiastic standing ovations at the U.S. Capitol today as he delivered an emotional address to a joint meeting of the Senate and House of Representatives. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
President Poroshenko, a former candy magnate who speaks English easily, seemed moved by the warm welcome.
It's impossible to imagine what I'm feeling right now. How symbolic is the unity of United States Congress and solidarity with Ukraine?
The Ukrainian president says his under-equipped soldiers are facing sophisticated Russian aggression. He asked the United States to provide both non-lethal and lethal aid, since the ready-to-eat meals and blankets the U.S. has been sending are not enough. Cindy Sain, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged visiting Chinese President Xi Jinping to resolve the boundary dispute, even as Beijing promised to invest $20 billion in India over the next 5 years. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Soon after holding talks in New Delhi that lasted much longer than the stipulated 90 minutes and the signing of 12 landmark agreements covering areas such as trade and commerce, Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi turned the focus on the troubling border dispute between India and China. Mr. Modi said he had raised serious concerns over the issue with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Mr. Xi's visit to India took place as troops from both countries were engaged in a border standoff in the Ladakh region. The Chinese leader played down the tensions. He said both countries could manage such differences and China remains committed to peaceful borders. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
At least 15 people have been killed and dozens wounded as gunmen stormed a college in Kano, Nigeria. The attackers shot at fleeing students and set off an explosion during the raid on Wednesday. At least 35 people were wounded. A police spokesman said officers arrived on the scene and killed two of the attackers. Meanwhile, no one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Department of Justice says a second Colombian national has pleaded guilty to the involvement in the killing of U.S. Drug Enforcement agent James Terry Watson during a robbery in Bogota, Colombia last year. Andres Garcia entered a plea of guilty at a district court in the southeastern state of Virginia. The 22-year-old Garcia was charged with aiding and abetting the murder of an internationally protected person and conspiracy to kidnap. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.